Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions Day. And we've got a new guest on the podcast today, Jeremy Langley, Executive Vice President of Central Baptist College here in Conway, Arkansas. Jeremy, welcome to the podcast, man.
Hey Cliff, thanks for having me on. It's really exciting.
It is exciting. I know you've got some things rolling in your life with the college and all of that. And so I'm excited to have you on here. One of the things that we talk about on this particular podcast is the idea of truth and how that plays out in our lives of goodness and of beauty. And so hopefully we can get to some of those topics from an institutional perspective, an institution like sure. CBC. But just kind of let's get the ball rolling with this question here is why should parents or a student that's graduating high school, why should they give CBC a thought? What makes CBC excel academically, spiritually, over other places that they could go?
I think you just put a lot of it together right there. You know, for CBC, our mission statement involves, it kind of goes around two different thoughts, academic excellence and a Christ-centered environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's everything we do, academic excellence and a Christ-centered environment. And, you know, from our athletic programs to our academic programs, we want them all to kind of evolve around that. Mm-hmm. And so you can go to a secular institution and get just a phenomenal academic teaching and learning. You come to CBC, we're going to try to feed you spiritually and academically. And so it's more of a holistic approach
yeah.
rather than just looking at the mind. We want to look at it all.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that's important to understand about an institution like CBC is that there's no hidden agenda.
That's right.
It's a safe school. You're going to come and you're going to learn intellectually. But the agenda is to focus kids' eyes and students' eyes on how Christ is the center of English and literature and math and things like that, where I think a lot of times, I think other places have agendas that sure. they don't really put out there on the forefront.
Sure.
There.
I think some of them put it out on the forefront.
Maybe they do, that's
but,
right.
But a lot of them may try to hide it. But, you know, our agenda, I'd say we do have an agenda, and that's really glorify God
yeah.
In all that we do. But I think about people like Miss Judy Gabbard.
Absolutely.
Who's been around for maybe her 57th year teaching biology at CBC.
Yeah.
And this will be her last semester teaching at CBC.
Wow.
She's retiring, but she teaches those biological facts,
mm-hmm.
but she teaches it from a biblical viewpoint.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, you go to a secular institution, they may try to say, there's the Bible and then there's science.
Yeah.
You come to CBC and you learn it's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That they're not opposed to one
That's
another.
Right.
And I do think about Ms. Gabbard. I never had her. I'd already had kind of my basics by the time I got to CBC. But in thinking about her tenure there at CBC, I mean, from an academic perspective, she has been through the fires of this evolving world that we live in terms of thought, and she never wavered. I mean, she always stood her ground in biblical faith, and so what a testimony.
Certainly been one of the leaders in the field
yeah.
of proving and teaching that the Bible and science go hand in hand.
Exactly, exactly. All right, Jeremy, so as you think about your future at CBC, what gets you excited?
You know, I'm just excited about all the things I believe the Lord has in store for CBC. We just, on Saturday, the Board of Trustees adopted a new strategic plan that we're going to be implementing over the next 5 years, and so many good things in store there,
yeah.
strengthening our academic programs and really honing in on the spiritual nature of it all.
Yeah.
So I think
yeah.
there's a lot to be excited about yeah. in the next several years.
I think of one example of what we're talking about here, about the academic being coupled with, and not just the academic, but all the areas being coupled with Christ being the center. I've got a particular interest in the baseball program, as
sure.
you know, and one of the major reasons why we're sending our son to CBC is not for the baseball, it's for the coaches
sure.
who are going to invest in my son, not baseball knowledge, although they will do that,
yes,
but discipleship. And so whenever I hear about them having small groups where they're studying God's word, and the coaches are having Bible studies at their house. And so, I mean, what greater joy could a parent have to send his son to an institution to where that's primary and this other stuff is periphery, it's margin, it's important, but primary is the focus on Christ.
You know, it was so encouraging. Back, it was in December or maybe even November, I was giving a tour of campus to who is now our new vice president for academic affairs. She was on campus for an interview that day, and we were giving her a tour of campus, and there were all these little Bible study groups happening all over campus. And she said, "This is so neat to see." And I said, "This is just the baseball team. This is not other students. These are just baseball players around doing their Bible studies."
That's awesome.
Of course, they have their spiritual retreat, and Coach Duffy Guyton, who's also the director of church relations, has told me about how guys have surrendered to the ministry, guys have been saved. There's been so many great things happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, the baseball team is just one example.
Yeah.
There's other athletic programs that do that. There's other academic programs that do similar things, and
right.
So it's happening all over campus.
Yeah, it's woven through the heartbeat of the campus.
That's right.
So
that's who
awesome.
We are.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, guys, we're going to be talking more with Jeremy Langley and Central Baptist College and this idea of institutions standing on truth, goodness, and beauty. So come back next week.